Support for KPLU comes from Metropolitan Market's Holiday Handbook, a guide to help choose turkeys, roasts, and seafood. The guide also answers questions about brining, pairing holiday wines, selecting cheeses, kitchen tools, baking ingredients, and hostess gifts, available at any Metropolitan Market.
Hey, Nats, I thought you had some really terrific ideas for gift-giving in your last Seattle Times Taste column. I don't want to blow the gaff, so I'll let you talk about it.
Here's the deal. You don't know what to get somebody, right? But you know they love some wonderful recipe that you make. So, for instance, my husband makes fabulous paella, so I could put Max paella recipe together with some bamba rice and even some onions, some smoked paprika, and the recipe, of course. And if you really love somebody, you can actually buy them a nice paella pan. There's little ones and big ones that you could put all the stuff in.
Well, you'd need some saffron, too.
Absolutely. That would be another great idea.
And my big announcement is I'm going to grow my own. I'm putting in my saffron bulbs, Crocus sativus. They will start putting out some leaves in the spring, and then they bloom in the fall, and I'll have 40 of those saffron crocuses, and I'm going to get my tweezers out and grow my own saffron. I'm really excited.
Okay, if you bring some over, I'll have Mac make paella for you.
Oh, okay. I'll bring 5 or 6 stamens, and that should be enough.
Thanks, Stein. Yeah. So anyway, what you can also do if you have a little more money or you're so inclined or you love that person more is buy them a great cookbook. I wanted to tell you about 3 beautiful cookbooks that I would so love to get if I didn't already own them. I love Japanese food, and I go out for it a lot, but I don't cook it at home much. Well, now I have every reason to do it because of a book called Japanese Farm Food by Nancy Singleton Hachisu. Her life story is kind of interesting. She grew up in California, moved to Japan, met a guy who she was teaching English to. They got married. He's a rice farmer, and she's been living on this farm for over 20 years, I think. Now she's written a book about what it's like to live there. It's just a gorgeous book that really takes you into the home, into someone's Japanese farmhouse. The beauty of that cannot be overstated. Ditto for another great book called Jerusalem. This is by a couple of guys named Yotam Ottolenghi and Sammy Tamimi. They both were born in Jerusalem. Sammy was born on the Arab East Side, and Yotam was born in the Jewish West. They didn't meet each other till 30 years later when they were both living and working in London. So this book is really gorgeous and has an incredible number of amazing-looking vegetarian recipes. Let me read you a little tiny bit. They're talking about za'atar. You know that spice? Here's how they explain it. Za'atar is sharp, warm, and slightly pungent, almost at one with the smell of goat's dung, smoke from a far-off fire, soil baked in the sun, and dare we say it, sweat.
Gee, I'm surprised they haven't released that as an aerosol room spray.
And then the other book that I would love to suggest that people go get is The Canal House Cooks Every Day. Now, this is the most gorgeous big red book. It's written by 2 gal pals, Christopher Hersheimer and Melissa Hamilton. Their book is about their incredible atelier, as they call it. It's a little kitchen and studio that is in my old haunt, Lambertville, New Jersey, which is right over the bridge from New Hope. And this is near where I grew up. And it's right on the canal, the very canal that when I was a kid, my folks would take us on a Sunday drive and there'd be mules that would pull us up the canal.
The steam engines have come in since you were youth, I think.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? It's a year in the life of cooking seasonally, incredible recipes of dishes they've eaten over the course of 4 seasons. And I can't suggest that one enough.
Okay, recap the titles one more time because we've got to get out
of here. Japanese Farm Food, Jerusalem, a Cookbook, and The Canal House Cooks Every Day.
Those are Nancy's cookbook recos on today's Food for Thought. With Seattle Times food writer Nancy Leeson, I'm Dick, the guy who don't give no gifts, Stein.